You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour. This is Bree Shay and
K-Matt.
Hey, y'all.
Always got to be extra. I think we go through this
every single time.
But it is episode 3 of the Queendom Hour, where we are keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. And come on, episode 3. So episode 2, we just talked about friendships and relationships and godly community and just being awesome in it or trying to be awesome in it and trying to strive in it. So most definitely, if you have not heard that, please go check it out.
Please, guys.
Today.
Right now.
Today, I think we are kind of on the same page.
Again? Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, we on the same page.
Interesting. And we're talking about faith.
Faith. We could go on about faith. Oh my God.
I think we can have a couple of part twos. Man. Part threes.
Might have to do that.
Yeah. Because this time, so I think more so we are in the same space of faith, but I think ours is a little bit separate.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to you, how was your faith being tried this week? Or
don't come to me first.
No, I want to come to you first because, I think it's very interesting on where I feel like God placed me when it comes to seeing where you are at in mm-hmm. your headspace. Because, you know, we'll get on mine, but let's get on yours first.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Man, this week has definitely, yeah. I think, was it this week that I told you about the hour stuff and all that?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
It's been a long week. Oh, my God. Okay. So, y'all, I came to Breche earlier sometime this week and a few of my other friends, and I was like venting about my job and just the hours and stuff and not getting enough. And I was like low-key freaking out because, you know, the holidays are coming up and I'm thinking about the beauty hour and, you know, having business booming and everything. And it's things that I need to get done. So my entire headspace was just like money. Like, I wasn't thinking about anything else. And what's crazy is that God literally placed the same thing in all my friends to tell me. It's insane. And everybody was just like, hey, it's a good thing that your hours aren't going to be what they're going to be, because you'll have more time for the beauty hour and more time dedicated to entrepreneurship. And I was just like, y'all know what? Y'all right. Like, what? Mm-hmm. And so that whole day, when that happened, man, God was just like, I'm trying to move you to something totally different, and you gonna stop it because you worried about finances. Do you know how small that is? Like, what? And I'm just like, oh God. So I think right now, man, he's dealing with me on a whole different level when it comes to faith in my business, faith in my space, you know, that I'm in now. Because I think on everybody's mind that are like entrepreneurs, you're just always thinking about money, always thinking about finances. How is this going to happen? But you don't think about, maybe God can really, you know, cover all of this and you don't have to worry about none of that. Mm. You just focus on the creativity, I'm sorry, you know, of the business, and he'll take care of it. But yeah, my faith was definitely tested earlier this week. And yeah, y'all, I'm going through it. That's just one of the things, but that's the biggest.
Pray for me.
But no, that's like one of the main things. Of course, it's always other things. But that in particular this week really had me, man, it's not that I did not believe that God could do it.
Hmm.
It's more of, had to get myself out of the way to allow him to do it. And it's very hard to do that sometimes because we love to have control
yeah.
over something that is out of our control.
Come on.
Man.
Come on. Yeah, I get that. And I think more so where I came in to go first because of that. Like, we get into these spaces where we challenge God in his faith.
Man.
And challenge God and him being faithful to us.
I got what you're saying.
Yeah, man, you always have to excuse me. It's hard to express myself through words, and I'm still new at this. But yeah, and we don't know how to sometimes step back and just go with the flow.
We don't. I know I don't. You know I don't.
Our girl.
I've been freaking out.
And it's crazy because K-Matt is the type of person that the moment that you feel that you have a problem, she's going into scripture mode, dropping all these scriptures on you, and you'd be like, oh, you right, and she just speak life into you. But the moment, man, it is for her.
Let me tell you.
I'll be looking like, wait, you could do this for me,
bruh,
but when it comes to you, oh, now I gotta pick my friend.
I freak out first, and then I start to calm down and be like, it's gonna be okay. Like, you really just doing the most right now. But I freak out first. I really do. But then I kind of, God gets me together. Like, yeah, daughter.
Get
your stuff together.
Snap out of it.
You already know.
I be mind blown. I be in awe, like, this is really my friend, like, freaking out. Like we talk about it all the time, and Ben talking about it when it comes to where she is supposed to be placed. And we have to understand that we are not going to be in these positions forever. Mm-mm. These are stepping stones, especially when we're desperate to be in purpose.
Yeah.
Desperate to be striving and to be thriving for more.
Yeah.
We get caught into, oh, this is going to be, This is going to be forever, or I need to be making this such, that mm-hmm. such a, it's like, no, like, literally, what would you do tomorrow if you lost everything?
Sorry, that made me so emotional. What the heck would I do tomorrow if I lost everything, man? Like, you have to, that's the listeners. That's a good question to really reflect on. Mm-hmm. What would you do if, like, seriously, everything was just wiped out? And just had to start from scratch.
Everything. Like, would you really, like, be down? Like, I want to go back to August, late August. I literally got fired from my job. Mm-hmm. The first thing I did was, it wasn't because I don't think mentally, emotionally, I was there.
Yeah.
So I feel like this has always been my theory, and I pray that it doesn't like harm me or hurt me in the long run. Mm-hmm. But I look at it as like, okay, my account has been in the negative before.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a car before. Mm-hmm. I've been had to walk places, take the buses.
Yeah.
Shelter has never, well, it has been a problem for me. You know, it's been times that I haven't ate before, mm-hmm. because I haven't had it. Like, mm-hmm. it's been so many times where I have been in a tight spot, but look at where I'm now.
You got through it.
I got through it. Like, and it was hard, but, you know, after I lost my job, a weight was lifted off my shoulder. Then I literally went, because we had shuttles at my last job. We had shuttles, mm-hmm. to where we was going, and they wasn't running at that time. So I'm carrying all my stuff from my desk back to my parking garage. And I'm just like, Lord, what's next? Thank you.
Hmm.
What's next?
Hmm.
Like, I'm ready to get this ball rolling because, Lord, you already know that I love to be busy. I'm a busy person. I need my hands in some things in order to mentally remain straight.
Yeah.
And then just to feel like, you know, I'm doing something. You know, what I'm doing is purposeful, because I'm at the point to where I don't want to do anything. I don't want to touch anything unless it has purpose to it.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to just be existent.
Right.
I was not created to just exist.
Come on.
Like, I can't do it. Like, that's what drives me crazy the most. to just be so stagnated and stand still. You know, I know there's certain seasons that I have to go through in order to get to those points, mm-hmm. but to purposely put myself in those positions to just stand still, I will go crazy.
Ain't it crazy?
I will go absolutely crazy.
But isn't that crazy? Because he might want you at a standstill.
Yeah, and I get that.
And that is how, you know, he might be able to communicate with you a little better.
Yeah, I get that.
Because, you know, when we busy, we don't hear God. At I mean, all. I'm sorry, let me... Some of us don't hear God.
Yeah.
When we busy. Like, we cloud in all our, you know, our thoughts and everything with everything else, and we're not leaving any space for him.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that happens when we're just going,
yeah.
and we're never just sitting, like, just sitting and trying to listen.
Yeah, and that's how I was. I feel like that's how I was in college. I feel like now I have gotten to a place to where there's an understanding of was too busy for Breche mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. was busy just enough to keep myself going and keep myself in Christ.
Yeah.
So I won't lose that connection.
Yeah.
Because some, like, back during that time when I got fired, I didn't hear him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear him, but I felt him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kept me going. Like, Lord, no matter what you are doing right now, I still feel your presence.
Yeah.
Don't let me go out of your presence. Don't let me stop feeling you, because I will be lost.
Man.
Especially working, I feel like working a dead end job, hitting the 40 every mm-hmm. week, mm-hmm. hitting the 40 bag every single week, just constant. Go to sleep, wake up, do your job. Go to sleep, wake up, do your job. You know, throw some church in there, mm-hmm. here and there, hang out with your friends here and there. But I knew it was more to me than that.
Yeah.
So when that was let go, Lord, what's next? I know something else is coming. I know there's a different stepping stone and a different, you know, field or situation. I know it's so much more. So what's next? Like, my faith in you goes beyond this just job that I absolutely hated.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't allow me to do anything because they needed their numbers. Because they needed me present. Because I know what you created me for. And I know it's not this. Not for 2, 3, 5 not years, for, 10 years.
Man, it's some people that I didn't see been at my job for 7, 10 years. And I'd be like, seems like absolute torture. It's like absolute torture. But you got to realize, too, that it's some people that's really what they're supposed to be doing.
This is true. Somebody
but Lord, I know it's not me, God.
That's all I can speak on right now. That's all I can speak on is me.
Yeah.
And me moving in your will.
Yeah.
So what is your will for me?
Yeah.
And I have complete faith in that. So just speaking on that, I feel like I'm in overtime now when it comes to God's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or having faith in God.
When it comes to God's faith. Y'all, I'm saying, because I absolutely know what you're talking about. But yeah, clarify that for the people, because I know how you talk, but they probably this girl is not.
She's not completing her sentences. I have a tendency to do that. Like, but, you know, I'm going to help with my friend who knows me. So, but when it comes to me having faith in God, I feel like I'm in overtime. I feel like he is at the point to where he's just like, okay, Breche, you knew me at that level 2 years ago.
Let's amp this up.
Let's get this going. Yeah,
same.
Trust
here.
Me in this one.
Yeah, same here.
Were you being tried more? Were you being, I'm putting you in more situations and more opportunities and placing more people in your life?
Man.
Can you handle this stage now? Can you handle what I'm doing in this season where, you know, where all this time you've been asking me to place godly people in your life, and now I'm placing godly people in your life, and now you got to wheel them out.
You seeing it ain't all sunflowers and roses, and you seeing all of that.
Child.
I feel like God just be giving us the real. Yeah. Like, because I think we had a lot of fabricated things in our mind about Christianity, about people, about relationships, about jobs, everything. And God just like, I'm gonna flip that up for you and show you the real.
Yep.
Like, what? I think God has revealed some stuff man, to both of us this year that it's just been insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Yeah, the amount of clarity.
Mm-hmm. Understanding.
Yeah. But that's also a test of our faith.
Yeah. It really is. And just going at it every single day. Just more faith in God. More faith in God. So we're becoming, you know, stronger. We're becoming bolder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm feeling, even right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling like I'm becoming bolder and stronger over the mic to be able to say, this is what God did for me.
Yeah.
This is the reason why we have this platform, or this is why, you know, it was created for us. This is why we combined our brands and, you know, why we're going forth with what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
That faith. Like, I have faith. Like, he was able to give me faith in you in order to complete this mission with me. Like, you know, I'm having faith in my next, journey on starting. Y'all, I'm starting a new job.
Come on.
I'm starting a new job.
We need like bells and whistles. It's a bell over there. Come on. Come you on. Sound like the Salvation Army people.
During the holidays. Who wants to give? Who wants to give?
Come on, God.
Come on, God. And I'm excited about this one because, let's be very clear, I did say I was starting a new job the first episode.
She did, I y'all. Did.
But, y'all, I just couldn't do it because my faith, I had faith that God didn't want me in that position.
Yeah.
I truly had faith. My pastor preached the sermon, and I'm just like, this got to be confirmation. If I'm questioning it at this very moment, my pastor preaches a sermon. It just confirmed everything. I have faith in you, God, that you will give me more.
Yeah.
Because that's where I see myself. I see myself with the more because of what you have placed in me. So I'm not about to dummy down my faith in God on account of some money. On account of a position. On account of just, you know, something easy and just being placed in a situation. Like, because that's where I feel like I have to be. Yeah. No. I don't have to be any place I don't feel God's presence.
Yeah.
And I did not. And I refuse to be. I refuse to be placed in them situations anymore. Like, I don't want to be around nobody. I don't want to be in no place. I don't want to, you know, anything that does, that is not conducive to the lifestyle that God wants me to live. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. Mm-hmm. I'm too old for that.
Okay.
I'm too old for it. I'm too old to be just out here, just dangling.
Just dangling, with no destination.
No destination. No, you know, awareness. Yeah. Not really caring. Like,
and then you have to understand, though, that there's a responsibility on our lives.
Let's be
like,
very
we
clear.
Really can't be out here dangling because we have a responsibility. Like, we do.
Let's be
and
very clear
at the end
that.
Of the day, if we don't fulfill that responsibility, God gonna whoop our tails. I've been whooped by God, and let me tell y'all, it's not pretty at all. Cause it's just not pretty.
I don't have time for that. Like, Lord, I just want to keep on going in you.
Man.
Just break me down when you about to put me onto a new level. But any old stuff, nah. I was laying in the bed a couple of nights ago. Just laying there and just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I always find myself just saying, but God. Mm. But God. But God. Trying to
I do the same
reason.
Thing. Be like rationalize. Man, but Lord, I did that on my way over here. But Lord, but God. He'd be like, no.
what did I say? No. Stop trying to rationalize and change what you already know. Yes. I said.
Yeah.
No. Keep going.
I do a lot of but God. I know he be inside of me.
Inside of a girl. Oh, she just God. Do it.
I do that when I want to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, but God, they get to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
You're not them.
So far from them.
But
do you
God,
know what
they
I created
get to, like,
you for?
Nut up and like cuss up, cuss
man.
And be upset and throw.
Spirit's
I can't do that.
Bad.
What you mean?
You know, I stay in my little spot, stay in my angriness. No.
He'd be like, that's not who I made you to be. Don't go out your character. Every time that I have went out of my character, the result was horrible because it's not what he told me to do. Strengthening our faith
all the way around.
We make sure you guys, those who are listening, first off,
Come on. Thank you.
But make sure you guys, we really do want to hear from y'all. I know we tell y'all every week, but we are serious. We want to hear from y'all.
Yeah.
Let us know some areas that, you know, God has tested your faith in, what some could be going on right now, you know, where he's really strengthening your faith.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear about it, and we'll definitely talk about it on the show as well.
Most definitely. And I think that's one of the parts that I'm extremely excited about, is just hearing the feedback that we get.
Interaction.
Okay, because we're not out here by ourselves. I know for sure we're not out by ourselves.
We can't be by ourselves. There's no way.
Like, our faith is not the only people's faith that's been being tried. So we just want to make those connections in, you know, all areas. Like, we can go all the way back, even if you have questions about how, you know, we became the Queendom Hour, or about relationships and friendships, and now on our faith. And, you know, even if you have questions on, you know, our specific faith and what we have been tried in and how we overcome that. Actually, we can talk about that now, how we overcome, you know, being our faith being tried by God, you know, being put in positions where we have to be like, Lord, I trust you.
It's a process. Yeah. I'd have been broken down, man. Let me tell y'all, I feel like whenever I say this, I'm like an old mother in the church. Pray about it, baby. But like, literally, prayer is like so near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Because I feel like I'm so fortunate to be able to have that intimate time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just through prayer that I hear his voice, but that's the time when I really am able to, like, really hear God with no distractions, which is, you know, just communication with him. And so I know when my faith is being tried, I immediately go to prayer.
Yeah,
I do. I have to. And yeah, it'd be a few but gods in there all the time. But I just immediately just talk to God, because I realize, that when I rationalize with myself, it doesn't get me to any type of conclusion. I mean, because if I rely on myself, I'm going to just be like, well, sis, do it your way.
Right.
And when you do it your way, it's never, ever going to end the way that it's supposed to. So I always start with prayer. And from there, God starts to reveal things to me.
Mm-hmm.
After that, though, it's my job, you know, to listen. And then to take heed to things that he said. Now, where I've messed up in the past is listening but not taking heed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll listen like, oh, he told me to do this. Well, I'm still doing my way. And I end up prolonging my journey even more.
Yeah.
Even more. So that's how I normally do it, you guys. And of course, each situation is different.
Yeah.
Each level is different. This level I'm on now with God really testing me in the area of my business is something so different, and it's so scary. Like, I have butterflies in my stomach right now talking about it, because it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can't say that I serve a God that I love and I trust and I don't do it.
Right.
So I have no choice but to just take that step. So again, y'all put me on your prayer list. Hashtag pray for Cayman.
Hashtag pray for Cayman. For me, I think it would have to do more so with rest.
Hmm.
When it comes to me, you know, I'm one of those, I freak out in my mind. Like, you won't be able to say it, see it over my face.
Yeah.
But, like, my mind be all over the place. And it's hard for me to calm down my mind, because I have to play out every scenario, every branch, like every wing. I have to play it all out. I have to, you know, put one brick on top of the other one. You know, I have to make one branch. I have to brainstorm everything. I have to put everything in position to, you know, just make out the bigger picture of, like, okay, now what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and at the end, these things can happen. So which way I want to go? And then that clouds my mind from really stopping and being like, okay, no, Lord, what do you think? So I do all this plotting and planning and then get to the point to where it's like, wait, I didn't consult God on this. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me step back. Let me take a rest. And my rest usually comes in sleeping. Mm-hmm. And everybody be like, you know, if you know me, you know that anytime I'm any type of emotion, I sleep. Yeah. Especially when it's the bad stuff, like deaths, trying to grieve, everything, I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. And I can sleep for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Like, just
I don't
go.
I know how you do it. I can't do that.
I can't. And it's been like that since I've been a child.
I cannot like, do that.
You know, tragic stuff happened. I have to come and, you know, my parents or my sisters. And, mm-hmm. Like, we just wanted to check on you, see if you were okay, because I'm literally knocked out. I remember when my cousin had died and after the funeral and stuff like that, I literally just crawled under the table and was asleep. And I was gone. Like, the, you know, funerals usually happen in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was asleep from the time, from that to 3 a.m. or something like that. Didn't move, didn't go to the bathroom. They just like, we wanted to know, was you still breathing? And it has been like that for forever. So I rest. Now I rest. And then once I'm able to get that rest, I'm able to get up and then, you know, be calm enough to seek God,
yeah,
and everything. Sit back and be quiet. Really, mm-hmm, sit. Mm-hmm. I literally sit.
Man, me too.
And be quiet.
I sit and close my eyes.
I just literally sit in my bed or, yep, on my floor, Indian style,
yep,
and just let the Holy Spirit speak to me however
so
the wind
beautiful
blow, however it is. It really is. And the amount of peace and the amount,
yes,
of calmness that you get,
yes,
it, you know, just being, because it's just, to me, it's just like the Holy Spirit is so kind. Like, I know exactly,
man,
where you're at in this place. I know how your mind can go. I'm not going to give you any more things on top of what you already dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to sit with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be present. Like,
why am I feeling,
I don't
so
have
emotional
to,
today, y'all? I'm so sorry. They got this tissue on the table. Come through. I don't know why I'm so emotional, but
it's,
I get emotional talking about God.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just so dope.
It is. It's the most dopest thing. Like, God is so precious and so perfect and so awesome,
yeah,
and just so holy and just so wholesome and so trustworthy and faithful and phenomenal and sweet and patient, understanding,
yeah,
and just caring, like
all of that.
I'm so in love.
Come
y'all
on, okay? We over here glowing. Like,
I'm so in love that,
man,
I can have so much faith in, yeah, someone who I never seen before.
Never seen, but does everything for you. And I say that all the time, like, when I'm talking to God, I'm just like, God, you love me without condition. I don't have to worry about that. Like, even when I fall short, you still love me the same.
Man.
Like, I can't say that for myself all the time.
Yeah.
When it comes to people. And it's just like, and another thing I say all the time too, and I know I mentioned it to you before, like, he loves people that he already knows doesn't even love him.
Yeah.
Or doesn't even accept him. Like,
yeah,
he just, that's how big his love is for us.
Yeah.
That's how big his heart is. Like, it's just amazing.
It is. It's so amazing. Like, I'm always in awe of God,
man,
and how amazing he is. Like, I'm always in awe of just the little stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really wake up like this on top of my faith and on top of, you know, him tripling my faith in this season. I'm also in a place to where just like, God, if you did not do anything else for me, I would be okay with what you done. Like, you done enough.
Yeah.
Like, but I know that you don't want to see me here. So I'm not even going to play with that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I will literally be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you, like, I'm satisfied. I'm really satisfied in getting to know you. And then on top of that, you are taking me to higher heights. So I'm getting to know another side of you.
Yeah.
And then from that level, I will know another side of you. Lord, keep on revealing yourself,
yeah,
in me, because I want to, I'm in desperate need and in desperate thirst of knowing who you are, exactly,
yeah,
who you are.
Yeah.
Because I literally want to share who you are with everybody.
Everybody.
Like, everybody. And, you know, without having this, like, I want people to know the God that I know, mm-hmm. the God that I love and serve mm-hmm. every step of the way. I want people to feel the type of peace that I have and the type of, and how calming you are and how holy you are and how perfect you are. I want people to know that God.
Yep.
Where we're just dealing with relationship and not religion.
Come on.
Just having,
that's what it is.
Just being intimate with God. Yeah. Like a whole religion God, relationship God to me is different than intimate God.
Yeah.
Because we
it
can,
is.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah, because we can, we get caught up in, okay, yeah, we can talk to God. Yeah, I can have a conversation like, oh God, thank you for today. Thank you
do
for
you sit
food.
With him? Like, do you really sit with him?
Like, y'all don't know intimate God.
Intimate
y'all might
God
have
so
a relationship with God where you yeah. just like, well, I know that he is my Lord and Savior.
Right.
I know, you know, I know all the things that I need to know, but intimate God. Having intimacy with God.
It's a whole different level.
Oh my God. And it's so precious. Like, I just want to, like, it just makes you exhale so mm-hmm. heavenly and so deeply because you know this different type of God. Like, no matter being intimate with God, it's just like, no matter what you go through, no matter what people say about you or the negativity that comes at you, anything, you know for sure that you won't be shaken or shifted because you know that God and what he says
yep.
about you.
Yep.
Having a relationship, God, people can say some stuff about you. People can say some stuff about you and you might get shifted. You know, people might shake you up because you, I feel like you're still kind of unsure.
Right.
It's levels to this.
It's levels to it. You can't be a babe in Christ all your life.
Yeah,
you can't. We have to strive to get further and further and further.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Yeah,
because and some of us are satisfied with the babe stage. I know me. I am not, okay? Like, I'm not the same place I was at last year. I'm not even at the same place I was at months ago. And I just want to keep progressing.
Facts.
I want to keep, facts. I want to keep, you know, progressing and just moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the only way that I can grow.
Yeah.
Not even just on this earth, but just spiritually. Like, we have to seek more, y'all.
Yeah.
Seek more. It's not enough to just go to church. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not. And sometimes, yeah, I'm going to be transparent. Sometimes I don't even want to do that.
Man, who you telling?
Sometimes I don't want to do that. I mean, like, I feel like my relationship with God was so much stronger before I got to church.
Ooh, she being real transparent with y'all.
Yeah. I feel like my relationship was so much stronger.
Talk about it.
When I was like by myself and could really worship and took that time that, okay, so I'm not going to be in an intimate space with God. So mm-hmm. let me create my environment in order to reflect how I view God.
Mm-hmm.
So that came with worship. That came mm-hmm. with getting on my face. That came with me, you know, pacing back and forth. And that came with me really being like, Lord, what environment should I create now?
Yeah.
You know, should I have worship music with lyrics or should I just have spontaneous worship instrumental?
Mm-hmm.
Should I walk? Should I sit? Should mm-hmm. I get on my face? Like, how do you want me to worship you in this moment?
Yeah.
And, you know, even though I still have those times, I feel like I save a lot of my worship for church. That's not necessarily true,
mm-hmm.
but that's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like, okay, I know I can worship you on our drive. I know I can worship you when I wake up, when I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to save a worship for you when I get to church. So it's almost like programmed. Mm.
Well, why don't you think that you can, like, worship him? I don't want to say the same, but have a worship while you're in your intimate time and you're at home will also have some on that level as well, or even higher.
Oh, no, I do.
Okay.
But that's just how I feel. Okay, I'm just thinking about how I feel. Yeah. In my head, this is how I feel like I go. I do. So, like, my worship is always on a high level. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't play about when it comes to worship. I don't play about when it comes to spirits. I don't play about that certain stuff. It's just how I feel. Like, I feel, I don't know. I just feel like I could step, I don't know. That's just how I feel. And that's really all that I can say right now. Like, I feel, I don't think it's me overthinking. It's just,
I don't think so.
I just feel like that's how I feel. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's a part of me wants to be like, when I get to church, yes, I'm going to worship, because maybe it's because that's where I'm supposed to feel God the most. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you come into an atmosphere expecting. You come into a church atmosphere expecting to worship. But I don't want to say that I expect always to shout, and I expect to always, because I'm there literally to get a word.
Right.
And we talked about this so many times, where it's weird to me that people be like, well, I didn't come for worship. Oh, I just came to worship. I didn't come for the pastor's word. Yeah. I only came for the pastor's word. You know, and that's kind of weird to me, because it's all a worship experience. Mm-hmm. Like, from the time you walk in the door, from loving on your neighbor to speaking to your neighbor to worship, to, you know, singing along with the songs, to pastor, you know, honoring your pastor while he honors God and his word, to giving.
It's all worship. You can't do one, without the other. Like, it all has to be working together.
Yeah.
Same thing with people being in their places.
Yeah.
it's all an experience of worship. It is. But I think that a lot of people want that. They want to take bits and pieces out of church or worship, whatever, and just only be there for that and be present for that, because that works for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about what works for me. But what about, you know, what God wants you to do?
Exactly.
What if God wants you to be there to enjoy the praise and worship and the word and the giving and be there to greet people and, you know, and be there with other Christian, your brothers and sisters in Christ? What if God wants you to do that? And it's not, oh, well, I just I'm here for pastor. That's it.
And I think that's my problem. Mm-hmm. I really think that's my problem. I think, oh, thank you, Lord. I think that's my problem. I think it's my expectation of church that lets me down.
Yep. There it is.
There it is.
But I just said when we started that God has been breaking down what we both have in our mind of what we think things are.
Yep.
If that makes sense. Sorry if I confuse anybody with what I just said.
No, it makes
But sense. Like, that's what he's it been doing. Sense. Like I said, with relationships, with jobs, with church, with people.
Yep.
Everything.
Yep. Come on. This is really therapy. Because I didn't know. And that's where my mindset comes in. It's just like, oh, wow. I'm sorry, y'all, if that was loud. But it's really making a lot more sense right now. I feel like I have to save some of my worship for church, because there's an expectation there that my experience, I have to have an all around experience when I go to church. So, you know, I don't know. It may be like I'm trying to set aside a part, like, well, I have to save this part in order to, like, really show up for God.
That's interesting.
Maybe it's like 50, it's like 50-50. Like, I split it in half, like, oh, well, I spend time in worship at my, you know, in my home and stuff like that, and on my way. And then when I get to work, when I get to church, there's an expectation that I have to be present.
That's good.
Wow. Because I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want to come and halfway worship and halfway be there. So I'm really feel like I'm splitting my worship and my intimate time with God in half for that church experience, because I have to, there's an expectation that I have to show up. There's an expectation that in all things from my own self, which, and I feel also from God, mm-hmm. there's an expectation that you have to be present in all things. You have to be like, what they say during giving? God likes a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
I like to be a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
If I got it, it's yours, church. Like, yeah. I like everything. I'm so excited about church. And, you know, like I said, there's an expectation that I have to be present.
Yep.
But there's also other people who do not feel the same way. That's where my frustration comes in from the church.
I totally understand that. But here's the grace part.
Yep.
Because, you know, I like to throw in the grace.
Girl, she loved to throw in this grace.
Man, because God convicts me about it. The grace part is that everybody's not on that same level.
At all.
At
all.
And so we have to be gracious to our brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, somebody was gracious with us.
Yeah.
And we've all not been on that level the whole time.
Yeah.
When I first attended church, I really wasn't on that level at all. I was just going just because I was told I had to go. Mm-hmm. Felt like I was obligated. And then now it's like, no, I'm going for a purpose.
Hmm.
So now with me going for a purpose, I know my reason for being there.
Right.
I know that I'm not just there just to fill a empty spot in the mm-hmm. pew.
Yeah.
Going there for a reason.
Absolutely.
And so I think people will eventually get there, but you have to allow God to work on their heart.
Think people will eventually get there?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm optimistic to believe that. Now, I don't believe everybody will get there, but I do believe that there are some people that will absolutely get there.
Absolutely.
I do.
I believe that. I really believe that. But I think that leads me to a whole other point that I really don't want to get into.
Why?
Because I think that it changes the conversation, and I don't want to change the conversation because I love speaking about how faithful God is. So because
needs to hear what you have to say.
Because then? I think it eventually gets into like conspiracy theories and stuff like that. That
what?
I don't want to get theories about the church that I don't want to get into. I don't maybe one day.
write that down.
I'm gonna write it down. Something to talk about. Theories on the church, but I don't want to get into that. So I'm just gonna. Yeah, I believe that people will get to that point, where, you know, God will reveal to them, you know, having expectations when it comes to church and mm-hmm. how you should show up mm-hmm. to church.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just have faith in God. Like, I just have faith in God and everything that if, you know, I can, if I show up, if I keep the expectation that when I show up, there's worship in everything. There's worship in my smile. There's mm-hmm. worship in, you know, how I read the word and how I consume the word and how I raise my hands and cry out to God in that moment. It will catch like a fire.
Yeah.
And then everyone will feel comfortable in order to give reverence to God, because I don't understand how people come into the church and just, you know, not want to stand up or not want to clap. I don't understand either.
I'll be like, what you here for?
Yeah.
Now, granted, we do all worship differently. Mm-hmm. We all praise differently. But I mean, you can't open your mouth, say nothing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that same mouth that you got closed, you're going to talk about somebody later. But, you know, that's not
And then it's crazy because I think those are the little subliminal things that we don't look at that keeps us from, you know, sinning all the time.
So you can sit here and talk about sister and brother who and who, but you can't give any reverence to God. None.
The hands that you lift in the air, you have to look at it. Well, I was having my hands lifted in the air to honor God. Maybe I shouldn't do these things, or maybe I shouldn't touch that thing that's going to take me back. Maybe I shouldn't
disturb my worship.
Yeah. I mean, at least for a day.
Yeah.
Because we know we struggle through the week. That's where at some point we do have to reset in order to get back into, hey, I did mess up, but God is still good. And I'm still going to honor him. I'm still going to worship him regardless of my flaws and my faults.
I agree.
Y'all, we gotta do better. We gotta do better because I'm not saying that I'm sitting up here being perfect. Mm-mm. I just like to identify, you know, where my issues are, where my frustrations are, because I want to have faith in God in those areas too, that he will deliver me from my own faults and flaws. Not to point out everybody else's. That's not the case. I would never, ever want to do that, because I have come a very long way and I want people to truly experience the same God that has brought me from that place.
Yep.
But I also want to challenge you as well. Challenge all the listeners out. That's what I'm about.
Okay, listeners, hey.
I'm always about challenging. I'm always about challenging in God's word and how faithful he is, and trusting him and believing that you will be able to come out of any situation that you've been in.
I'm all about the growth, man. I'm all about growth. Like, are we really trying to grow? We gonna slip up. It's gonna happen. It's gonna be times where that old person is just gonna resurface, and that's your flesh.
Yeah.
But you have to kill it
daily.
I'm telling y'all, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. When I was saying earlier about how I be for real, like, but God, this person is mad and angry and stuff, and I want to be like that. Y'all, that's my real conversation with God.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. I just be like, Lord, I want to be upset. I want to be mad. I want to cuss. And God be like, that's not who I told you to be.
Yeah.
You gotta do better. And for me, that's like, okay, I'm growing.
Yeah.
In that area. I am. And we have to continue to just strive for growth. Check your people, check your village, check your godly community. If people are not pushing you to grow, if people are not, you know, on a growth path themselves, you might need to reevaluate. You really need to, because this day and time, we got to have people around us that's really trying to grow, that's and then solid. That's pushing us to grow.
Yeah. And I think it's important that we don't lessen our standards in regards to that.
Yeah.
If it's okay to say that at this moment I can't handle the type of person that you are, because you're not trying to grow with me as I'm trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually they might get there and you may be able to rekindle something and restore some relationships, because, you know, they might be in a whole nother space.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the relationship that me and Kayman have is a testament to that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we never found Christ, I believe that God would never allow us to have a relationship. Mm-hmm. We will hurt each other in them times, because emotionally, spiritually, we would not be able to connect. So now we're holding on just for history. And history is not worth holding on
to. It's not. That's a word for me, because I used to think it was.
Come on, somebody.
I really did. But you resting on history and God trying to pull you somewhere else.
Exactly. And it's okay to let people go.
Yeah.
It's okay to be in a different space in your life and to allow them to grow. It never has to be any bad feelings or, you know, issues. Now, if it is, I truly believe that you should address those. Because if somebody is walking in a room that you used to be friends with and your spirit jumps,
man,
that's not a sign of forgiveness.
Mm-mm.
So you most definitely want to tackle those things, have a conversation, you know, but it does not have to be awkward. It does not have to be, your spirit doesn't have to jump. You don't have to be mad all the time when somebody, you know, walks into the room that you're no longer friends with. But, you know, just have faith in God that regardless of if this is somebody that you want a relationship with or not, that God will be done in the situation.
I was gonna say too, that just all brings it together.
Back
it's
to faith. Back to faith. This is a faith factor, y'all.
Come Shout out to Pastor.
Shout out to my
Frank
Pastor.
Harris Jr. Okay.
Shout out but to no, my
like,
Pastor.
But no, like, for real, that it brings all of that together because it all of that takes faith mm-hmm. in order for you to move to new levels, yep. conquer new seasons. Yep. It all takes faith. I'm trying to walk into a new season, y'all, because this season is over and done with. It's tired.
It is.
It's tired.
It is.
It's time I think for another quarter.
I think I got a couple of loose ends to tie up, but I think God is just like, let's get this out of here. I'm going to show it. I'm going to prove to you. Yeah. You do not need this thing. You do not need this person. Continue to pray for them. Continue to remain strong. You know who I made you to be.
Yeah.
And let's keep on walking. So I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come on. I'm grateful for that.
I'm grateful for it because we can most definitely be stuck.
Yeah.
But God is like, no. No more bondage. That's one thing that I hate, y'all. I hate bondage. I hate bondage. I came from it. I've been living with like generational bondage and curses. And I'm over it. I'm literally like, this is a shameless plug, but I thank God for it. A blog that I wrote Wednesday, I just got to the point to where I was just like, no more.
Yeah.
No more. So go read that at www.queendomheights.com.
Come on.
Yeah, I think it's called My Stubborn Heart, My Perfect God. Yep. And yeah, I poured my heart out into that one. So most definitely go read that one because I really had to look at some things. Like I have been stubborn, but God has been perfect the entire time.
Yeah,
I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Y'all, listen, we've expounded on faith for quite a minute. And it's so much more that we can go into about it. But again, we really would love to hear from you guys. So, Brishe, what's your nitpick? I was about to ask you that.
Yeah. Come on, being in the same outfit, nitpick. You got one?
You go. Because you made me go first with faith. So, nope.
My nitpick of this week, I think it would just have been getting a lot more rest. Let me be honest, I've been freaking out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not too much stress, putting more weight on myself. Mm-hmm. So I would have got more rest. I will get some rest today. I'm very determined to get rest today and next week, so I'll more rest and just focusing on what I'm doing, taking it step by step and not freaking up, grabbing.
What?
Can't even talk. Putting it all into one thing and just able to step back, make my list, breathe, and just get it done.
Yeah.
So rest, breathe, organize. I got to do better with that.
Yeah, that was actually the nitpick for me is just being more productive.
Come on.
Because I was not last week at all. My mind was not on productivity in no way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I have a bad habit of being at work, creating how I want my evening to go and get home and be like,
won't do nothing.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. And not doing anything.
Let me tell y'all something. I don't check K-Man as much as I should. In love, of course. I don't check her as much as I should because let me tell you, we have conversations, creative conversations all the time.
Yeah.
So when I know, and it most definitely because I was in my own bag this week, my own unproductive
in which
bag
you
this
should
week.
Be? No.
but we have conversations all the time and I see, come on, I'm putting this on here. I just see my friend farther than when she is right now. And I want her to be a lot more productive.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how it comes when it plays to mentally, emotionally, being at work and have to, you know, consume everything else. Then you have your own other projects. I just want to tell her, like, sit down. Worry about you for a minute.
Come on and like, check me in love. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I'm sick of it. Yeah. Because when is... the beauty hour, like, when are we, you know, pushing? When are we pulling? Let me tell you, every time I post every time I post something, I'll be trying to get Kirsten to, like, you know, think about it, or she, like, she's always retweeting it or something like that. I'm like, when can I do this for her?
I actually did do a look this week. Now what?
Okay.
So I wasn't actually okay. I was very unproductive, but I was productive that day. Look at that. Okay. That day. But y'all, she didn't really check me. Like, really checked me. However, you got any shout outs?
No. Dang.
I have two shout outs. So first person I want to shout out is Jay Will. Thank you so much for listening. He shows us so much love.
Yeah.
So much love on Twitter.
So much love on Twitter.
Make sure you guys follow him at Jay Will Music. It's J-W-I-L Music. That is, I believe, on Twitter and I think on Instagram. Don't quote me. And he also has a podcast. It's called Jay Will. No, it's called Inspire God's People, the podcast.
Come on.
That is his. And I also want to shout out Meech Real. And he also shows us a lot of love on social media. He has a podcast as well. It's called Live with Meech Real Podcast. And he also, I believe, is the owner of Clean Air Media. So it's like strictly for like Christian and basically just clean air.
Yeah, y'all check that out because they have been showing us a lot of love.
A lot and I'm just of grateful. Love. Make sure you guys go follow them and check out their stuff.
Okay, for our own stuff.
Oh, okay. Underscore. And make sure you guys follow us, Freeshay.
_ Queen B Shay on Instagram and Twitter.
And I am K-Matt with 2 T's. Don't forget it on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And also, again, if you guys want to reach out to us, our email is thequeendomhour@gmail.com. And also follow us on Instagram, @thequeendomhour. If you want to DM us, that's cool. But again, we are not Christian Mingle. Hit up Brishay on the sly, not in our DMs. But thank you guys so much for kicking with us for another episode. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And stay tuned for episode number 4.
Bye, y'all.